This morning, I left home to Ghana to pay my fee. When we got there, I was with a friend. There was a problem with her, so we came back to the bank to correct it and then go back. So at that place, I started having a headache. From there, I continued to walk and came back, went to the house, prepared meals. I wasn't feeling fine, but I had to run around and do certain things. So when I came back from the market, I gave the vegetables to my kids to be handled. Then I went in to just have some few naps at least. If I could rest for 30 minutes, I would have been okay. But when I lay down, they started this morning and they were making noise. So after the time I was supposed to come here, I could not control myself. The headache was so severe that I was just sitting on the floor. So I told them to finish eating and come and pray for me. So the elder one was even laughing. And my mother, you want us to pray before you go? I said, no, I want you to come and pray for me. So when they finished eating, I just asked them to pray for me. So they both put their hands on me and they made the prayer. So I got up, wore my clothes and came. So when I came, I told my brother, I said, look, I'm not feeling fine. Then he jokingly said, oh, that then I should give the script to him and you come and present. So I walked in and said, okay, this is God who's going to pray. So when I walked up there, I wasn't sure whether I would finish with him. The evening sharing. But when I started, it was like God took control. And at this moment, as I'm speaking to you, there is no way. Thank God.